You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations and the Incandescent Group. Thank you for joining us for the Incandescent Radio Show on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This is our inaugural show featuring Eric Dye, who is the founder of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Hello, Eric. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on your inaugural show. How honored could I ever be?
Yeah, this is so exciting. I'm really thrilled about what you've created. And I've got just a bunch of questions for you and our listeners. Start by giving us your background and what led you to create the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Well, first of all, I can go way back to a five-year-old child. I've always had a radio has been a magnet to me. Mm-hmm. As far back as I can remember from just your regular DJs playing music back in the 60s, giving away my age range, and listening to talk radio back in the day growing up, as talk radio is still big today, and from sports to news, journalist, I've always been attracted to radio. And so, without getting into too many details, what led to the creation of EPN, and just continuing with the background, later after graduating from college, I've always had a desire to do traffic reporting. This was back when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and so I got, if you can believe it, I went into a local media company that was over all the traffic in the upstate of South Carolina. They were on like 20, 25 radio stations and three major television stations in the area, and they were the traffic source. And believe it or not, there's a lot of traffic that moves around through the area. In fact, the city was Greenville, South Carolina, which sits right in between Atlanta and Charlotte. So I got to go up in the helicopter every day and report traffic. So a dream come true.
What turns you on about traffic?
Well, I just love sitting up there, just being on the radio, and giving the traffic report. Because here's the deal. Remember I said I loved radio? I was a nut to listen to the traffic guy that was giving, and I grew up in Atlanta, by the way. I was born and lived in Atlanta for a good while before we moved up the road to Greenville, but there's a guy that was, his name was called Captain Herb, and he did the traffic and back when I was a kid, and he's still doing it today, some 30-plus years later. He's the traffic guy, and I just loved it, and I just wanted to do it. So, and I actually did it so it would open up doors to other radio opportunities, and I was already involved in public address announcing for sporting events in the area, and I actually just went for it. I didn't have any training, by the way, in anything in radio, just so you know. And there's a lot of details behind that, the whys and why I didn't. But moving forward, I was in the right place at the right time and shifted gears. And I got out of radio for some time and got into network marketing, okay, because this is the fact. Unless you've hit the big time in radio, you don't make a lot of money, and you've always heard that. And so I got into network marketing. I thought I'd never in a million years get into network marketing, meaning, direct sales. I was selling a product that was a wholesale product online. And long story short, I became very successful with it. I had a big marketing team. So why the Entrepreneur Podcast Network? Well, I loved being my own business owner, and I enjoyed helping others see the success that I had. Now, in 2005, 2004, roughly, podcasting began to be the big fad. Podcasts, iPods, and, of course, being a radio geek or fan or nuts and passionate about radio, I began to play with it, and I said, my goodness, I could actually start creating my own content here. And I began to investigate it, and I was all over the Internet looking into it and everything, and one thing led to another, and I began to look at the idea of leveraging my time and teaching my whole entire direct marketing team where I didn't have to sit on the telephone in a conference room and wasting my time, really, in this doing the repetitive teaching. And I began to create podcast content for my team. So that was the beginning of seeing how big this could get. And so it began to be a big thing. In fact, my marketing team began to duplicate and triple, and it was getting a lot of attention. And the owners of the marketing group reached out and said, why don't you do some radio content and do the same kind of thing you're doing and put in some inspirational tips and bits, and it just took off. And so I began to do programming for our marketing group from the owners, the CEOs of the marketing group. And then I was approached by another company who had seen what we were doing, and they hired me to do the same thing for their company, and it continued. Other companies reaching out, wanting me to create a radio show for their company. In the same time, social media began to just take off. And so when social media, Facebook, Twitter, made it so easy to connect with other like-minded people, that is where the vision of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network began at that point. So I'll stop there. I know I could go on and on and on about it.
Tell us, who's your typical listener?
The typical listener is someone that has an entrepreneur spirit, someone that is thinking about starting their own business, or they're just inspired by other entrepreneurs and what they're doing, or they're inspired about startups. It could be someone that's already a business owner that's wanting inspiration from someone else's success or getting tips or advice from other people. But bottom line is anyone and everyone that's looking for inspiration, insight, or information about businesses, small business, and startups from an entrepreneur's perspective.
And what are some of the options your company offers via the EPN network?
Well, we have quite a few options, whether if it's just placement advertising, you know, banner advertising from, we can do, and it's, the options are many, but just keeping it simple, we offer people that, you know, can host their own show on the network, from doing advertising clips on other shows, cross-promoting their own business on our programming, and also we do company shows as well. We produce company radio shows, obviously creating radio programming for other companies. So that is some of the opportunities that we offer on the EPN platform.
And we're excited to be taking up the advantage of that opportunity. You and I are also talking about going in and doing some conferences together. You want to just talk a little bit about that vision briefly?
I do. One of the visions that I've always had about the Entrepreneur Podcast Network is being the go-to source for event coverage as it relates to entrepreneurs, whether if it's technology, whether if it's startups or finance or anything in between. My vision is to definitely have us, you know, being looked at as the go-to source for event coverage, live coverage, whether if it's promoting the event to come, whether if we're live on the scene, getting feedback from some of the speakers and some of the attendees, and then also, you know, continuing on the aftermath, if you will.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's just a vision. I think it's something that is needed, and I think it's something that will definitely come to fruition in time.
Yes, I think so, too. And the journalists at the Incandescent Group are really excited to go in and interview people and talk about exciting trends that are happening in different industries. So I think that's going to be a great partnership that we'll tell the public about more later. But tell me some of your personal visions and goals for the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And even, I know that you live in Brazil. Tell us a little bit about how you got there and how you're running a business, an international business.
Yeah, well, that was some of the details that I cut out, and I'll kind of hit on those. That's when I shifted gears. I was assigned to live overseas and did some language studies, And when that assignment came to an end, I had some contact with some Brazilians, and I visited Brazil for a short time. And it was a temporary decision as I came here to teach English, be saturated in the culture. It was appealing here. And before I knew it, I got married and had been here ever since. But the teaching English aspect does not pay. And I actually bought an English school thinking that would be the way to do it. And I saw a lot of successful English schools here, but unfortunately it didn't go well because I actually was conned, unfortunately. You know, you've got to be real careful when you're doing business overseas. It was just something that didn't go well, but I learned a lot from it. And then it forced me to look online in desperation for an opportunity. And that's when I ran across the network marketing opportunity online and invested in it. And in 3 months, had made five times my investment. And,
that's
what happened there. And that's kind of tying things together there. I'm glad you mentioned it. As far as on a personal level, I definitely can see myself, if not living full-time back in the U.S., part-time, so that I can be more involved in the event coverages, but also being behind the mic at any pro stadium on any level. I know that will happen. I just don't know when, but being the PA announcer for, say, the Atlanta Braves or the Washington Redskins in football.
So that's your dream?
Well, it's a dream. I mean, it's not a money-making dream. It's just a passion, and I love doing that. And so that would be the only reason, other than family, that would bring me back to the States, the three things that I've mentioned.
Right. And that's the play of the entrepreneur, don't you think? You know, you have an idea that leads you to the next idea and the next idea.
It is. It is. And that's what I like about, you know, I've been self-employed now for 11 years. The thought of even working for someone else, I don't know that I could. I wouldn't say that I'm opposed to it, but I like the freedom being an entrepreneur brings you. And yes, you've got to be responsible, and you've got to be busy, and you've got to stay at it, but you've got to be passionate about it. It can't be a drudgery for not at any moment. And I haven't found that to be the case in any regard over all these years.
So what's your one tip for all of our listeners today?
One tip I would say is if you're tired, sick and tired of being sick and tired of working the 9-to-5, you definitely are a candidate for entrepreneurship. So I will tag on to some of the advice you gave. Find out what your skills are, what your passions are, what your gut tells you. Get out there and just do it. Don't make up excuses. Just get it done and get out there and make it happen.
And what's the one magical tip that you have for people to sound great on the radio?
Well, that is a great question. I would say practice and listen to yourself. I would say listen to yourself often. And whether you're speaking slowly and clearly and have inflection in your voice, maybe go deeper, just play around with it. And before long, you'll find that magic pitch and that magic voice that you want to hear yourself sound like, and you'll find it and you'll keep it.
And I think listening to yourself on a personal level is also important when you're figuring out what you need to do just in life in general, don't you think?
Yeah, that's very true. Very well said.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for launching us on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and the Incandescent Radio Show. I am thrilled to be the host of this, and I can't wait to see what we cook up together.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Thanks so much for choosing EPN to voice your message.
This is Hope Katz Gibbs signing off. Thank you for joining us for the Incandescent Radio Show on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is the ePodcast Network.